Since a lot of our listeners don't really understand how the Pocahontas County Day Report Center works, we asked the center's director, Danny Arbogast, to enlighten us.
Danny, how do people get assigned a day report?
The primary way that individuals get assigned a day report is to either magistrate court or circuit court. The magistrate court, a lot of times, are on bond supervision awaiting their sentence, and they get released on bail or on bond, and then we give them supervision. We drug screen them, and they have to call in every day. Now, if they are sentenced to day report, then they have to call in daily, and then we drug screen as well, and then we do assessments on them to see if they're high-risk or low-risk area offenders. We look at the risk and need areas, and then we put them in programs. And then those classes and programs or courses that they take are to reduce the recidivism rate. That means so they don't return to the system after they leave our program. As well as that, we do community service with people that are on day report. Then we also have adult drug court, which just came back to Pocahontas County last July. And those individuals, a referral will be sent to the prosecutor's office. The prosecutor will take a look at it, and then we'll talk about it in our drug court meetings. And then if we want to accept someone on drug court, we put them on drug court for a year. It is similar to day report, a little bit more accountable in drug court. Mainly, they have to have nonviolent offenses. We do not accept sex offenders on our programs. That's pretty much it. I mean, if it's a nonviolent offense and non-sex offender, we can put them on day report or possibly even drug court if they have a nonviolent offense and they have a drug-related issue going on in their life. Now, the good thing is about drug court, once they complete a program like this, they can go to the courts and ask for their offense to be expunged off the record, so their felony will not follow them. And that's one opportunity that they have going for them versus going to a jail or prison to complete their sentence and that felony staying on their record.
Danny, have you done any studies on what the actual rate of recidivism is on the people that complete the programs?
Well, since it is a new program, our recidivism rate is very low because I haven't had an opportunity to keep following people to see if they come back. Right now, our recidivism rate is below 5% a month because we're not seeing the same people come back and back because we haven't put a whole lot of people through the program yet that I have tracked.
Danny, when someone is first sentenced to attend day report, what can they expect on that day that they arrive here?
Well, first and foremost, when they first come through our door, we treat them with respect. And a lot of time, we have a really good rapport with them on that level. But once they do come through, we do an intake process on them. We find out where they're living at, their backgrounds, do assessments on them. And we try to find out where their risk and need areas are and put them in proper programming. And they can expect they're going to get programming and some treatment. And we also do corrections aspects. We put people in therapy through Seneca or Mind Aid Solutions. They have to take therapy. So we have to change their criminal thinking process or nothing's going to work if we don't attack that and change that. And once we start changing their criminal thinking and the way they view things, we start trying to find them jobs eventually and getting them back on their feet and getting them readjusted into community where they can become productive citizens.
Can they be kicked out of the program?
Most definitely, yes. We do have some very detailed rules and guidelines that they have to go by. And we call that as a revocation process. They get revoked and they will go back to the courts. We put an affidavit into the prosecutor and the prosecutor takes it back to in front of the judge. And the judge hears it or the master hears it and they determine whether they're going to be revoked and go back to jail or prison. But that's the last option that we have is revocation. We try to do everything we can for an offender or for a client before we actually revoke them. We're networking in the community a lot, too, and getting job opportunities out there with the employers. We work with FRN. We work with the workforce groups. We work with Seneca Mental Health. And we work with Mind Aid Solutions in the treatment aspect. So we're learning how to get individuals help and get them back on their feet to where their self-esteem changes and their character changes.
Next week, Danny Arbogast will explain to us just how the Day Report program saves the taxpayers money in addition to helping offenders straighten their lives out. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.